everybody. Welcome to Village Baptist Church, those of you who are here in person and those who are online, and also to the choir behind me. We don't usually acknowledge them, but good morning.
Thank you.
Before we start announcements, we're going to start out with everybody standing up, greeting the people around them. Say hi, welcome, good to see you, love you, whatever you want to say. Don't stray too far afield because I'm going to start the piano in a little bit. When you hear the music, come on back and we'll sing, and then we'll do announcements. So. Change hats when they go from one job to another. I change glasses. First announcement, you may have noticed we have an empty seat up here. Pastor Joel is sick. They let Carlin and Dave know, I think about 7 this morning. So in addition to just asking for prayers for Joel and Terry, also I really want to shout out to Carlin because she put a program together for us for this morning in about an hour. So we are extremely grateful for Carlin and Dave and their ability to just take care of things. Okay, moving on to the announcements. First off, as you saw earlier on the screen, please silence your cell phones during the service. We just finished Christmas, it seems like, and we're moving into Easter. There are Easter flower order forms on the back table. I believe they want the orders in by Sunday, March 10th, so you've got some time, but start thinking about what flowers you'd like to order for the sanctuary. Church council meeting this Thursday at 7 p.m., and I may not be following in the order that's on the screen, if I apologize. Warm nights. As you know, we used to always host the homeless here in our church. They now have a place to stay, but we sign up for a week to provide lunches. I believe the sign-up sheet is out in the narthex, asking you to bring lunches for either March 11th, 15th, or 17th. Each lunch will include a sandwich, bag of chips or another stack, a dessert, piece of fruit, and a napkin. Super Bowl of Caring for Citygate. Next Sunday is Super Bowl Sunday, so it's going to be Super Bowl here. There will be a large soup pot in the back asking you to either place some money in there, some checks. If you do a check, please write, I would assume, Super Bowl on there. Or there's a drop down in Tithely. I know that I've heard about Citygate for many years in this church, and I realized I don't really know a whole lot about it more than just it helps the kids in DC. So I looked up their website, and I just like to read a real quick little bit about them so you know a little more about what you're donating to. This is an urban ministry in DC that focuses on the children and the youth in the city along with their families. And then a quote from their site, for over 20 years, we have worked to empower at-risk children through transformative science and technology-based education, which was born out of our vision that justice and equity for all persons begins with enabling them to function and compete in the workplace. So this is an incredibly important ministry that we're donating to through our Super Bowl. The fellowship potluck luncheon that we were supposed to have a few weeks ago will now be next Sunday. There is a sign-up sheet in your bulletin. If you signed up for the original date and you're still coming and you're not changing what you're bringing, you do not need to sign up again. However, if you didn't have a chance to sign up, maybe you couldn't come then, now you can come next week. Please fill out this form, and I put it in the box on the wall back there. either if you never signed up before or if you're changing what you're bringing. Okay. Please remember to bring non-perishable food goods for the Bowie Food Pantry. There will be a delivery made sometime this week. We actually had so much food in the coat closet that Dave and Carlin had to take a car full over before today. So you guys are doing great. I just love this church, the way you take care of people. The most needed items right now are low sugar cereal, tomato soup, vegetable soup, and bean soup. But I know they appreciate any non-perishable goods. Please remember our Deacons Fund in your giving. This fund is used to help out members of our congregation who may be struggling temporarily, need help with a bill, some food, something like that. Also helps around our community. Again, that's in, if you write a check, write Deacons Fund on the memo line or use the drop down in Tithely. One more announcement. I know there's a lot this week. Next week, our guest speaker will be Mrs. Willie McKay King. She is a friend of Pastor Joel's, and he will be giving a more detailed introduction to her next week. She worked for the Southern Christian Leadership Conference under the late Dr. Martin Luther King, was a member of the executive staff. The coolest thing I think about her is that while she was in Birmingham, Alabama with Dr. King, as he was smuggling out his lettered from Birmingham jail notes on toilet paper, scraps of paper, napkins, she was taking them and she typed up that letter. So I'm really looking forward to hearing from her next week. Are there any other announcements? Okay. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Singing Great and Mighty. Please stand and join me.
You had not already heard, Pastor Joel is ill and is not here today. And we just learned about that about 7 o'clock this morning. So we are having a catch-as-catch-can worship service today. Carlin has done a fantastic job of organizing things, but we will ask you to bear with us, and including bearing with me as I ask for prayer requests. Let us take our prayers to God. Lord, we seem to live in a world full of frustration and concern. It's even to the point where a puppet named Elmo could ask for concerns and be swamped with people saying how difficult life is today. We've heard today about a number of these things, about illnesses, about people dealing with recovery and struggling with ongoing concerns. But we turn to you with our thanks that you are there for us, whatever is going on in our lives. We thank you that there are things we can celebrate. We can celebrate recovery from illness. We can celebrate retirements. We can celebrate the time we spend together here at Village Baptist Church. We ask you to help us all celebrate those things and remember your presence in our lives. We do ask you to help all of those whose concerns have been mentioned today to see their way through the day safely and through the coming days, feeling your care and concern, because it's always there and it surrounds us. We do ask all of these things now in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
time for children's story. All right, how's everybody doing? Oh boy, got a big crowd. Oh, here, no, one more. Don't forget me. All right. Okay. All right. Looks like we've got our crowd for the day. So, have you ever felt really tired? You've been doing something a long time and you feel really tired and you just don't want to keep doing it? Well, I was thinking, yeah, hey, cleaning your room? Yeah, that's true. We have to take that a little bit each day. What, do you have someone else have something? Okay. So,
Mommy, Dad says not to get ice cream, and we usually get ice cream, and then she says we're not going to have a lot of ice cream.
Okay. Well, so I was reading the lectionary, the scriptures for today, and there was one of my favorites. It's from the book of Isaiah, verse 40. I'm just going to read part of it, but verse 40 through 27 through 31. And why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. Can you imagine, like, creating the entire earth? He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He knows so much more than we could ever imagine. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youth will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. Like, waiting for the Lord means turning to God and asking for help. I'm waiting for your help because I don't have any more. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So when I was in the same ballpark age as you guys, I won't date myself, but when I was young, there was a movie that came out called Chariots of Fire. And this verse shows up in an important way in that movie. Now, my aunt, this was before, she hadn't made it to the, she wasn't, hadn't run in the Olympics yet, but my aunt ran in the Olympics soon after that. So she was an Olympic athlete. My father was a great track athlete, and he did so many sports to help his team win all the time that he never really focused on one, but many people said that he was Olympic quality. So this was a thing in my family, running competitively. So this is about two runners named Harold Abramson and Eric Liddell. And they were in the 1924 Paris Summer Olympics. And they both won gold medals. And the movie's all about, it's all about them, what they have to do to overcome things, because they both have to, you know, their faith is important to both of them, and they have difficulties. Harold Abramson is Jewish, and they call it anti-Semitism. They're mean to him just because he's Jewish, and yet he still beats all of them. So he kind of, that was him. And then Liddell was a very deep Christian. He was from a missionary family. And then when it came time to actually run in the Olympics in Paris, it turns out he was the heats that you run in several levels. So they have everybody in heats, and then the best go on to the next, sort of like in a football or basketball bracket. So they had to all compete to get into the finals, but the race that he was going to have to run in was going to come on Sunday. And he said, that's the Sabbath, I can't run on Sunday. And so one of his friends helped him out, and his friend said, well, you can take my place in this race, because I've already gotten silver medal already, so why don't you run in my place? And he did, and he won. So in the beginning of the movie starts, and all of them are running on the beach, and this is 1924, so they had, you know, their clothes look a little bit different than ours now, running even. But they were running on the beach, and you see Abramson, you see Liddell, you see his friend, And they just look, they look like they are just so full of energy. And you hear the music going, and then later on you have Liddell, and he reads the scripture, which reminded me of them running on the beach. Because it looked, the way they were running, it looked like they would never stop. They would never run out of energy. And you have these two men of faith among them, and you understand that maybe that's what God is saying. He's going to help us. Here they were Olympic athletes running on the beach, and they felt like they could go forever. And they run down the beach, and then they go, it's in Scotland, they run to their beach, to their hotel, and hop over fences and everything. So imagine if you were feeling really tired and you just wanted to quit, like I was talking about, and you turned to God, and each of those two men had turned to God in their own faith, and from that you're able to do something. You're able to keep doing what you're doing, and that's exactly what Isaiah is talking about, and that's exactly what happened in that movie. So there's a second reading today, which I thought was interesting. It's from Mark 1, 29 through 34. After this, we're going to have the other beginning of that chapter. But it said, as soon as they left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sunset, they brought to him all the who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many of who were sick with various demons and cast out many demons. So here, these people all needed help. And again, they needed help. They turned to God. They sought out Jesus because they knew that Jesus spoke for the Lord. And they probably, at that time, they may not have known. We only know the story about Jesus after the fact. So they probably didn't know that he would, about Bethlehem and all these other things. But they knew that this was a man that was speaking for the Lord. And he healed them. So he helped them. They turned for help, and they gave it. So God does the same thing for us today. When you need help, God can help you. And as I've said, and today, Jesus doesn't walk around. We don't see Jesus everywhere. But God still acts through people around you. People around you that have wisdom or can listen to you and need help, they're acting in the same way that Jesus did. They're not miraculous. They're not the Son of God. But they are acting in God's, doing God's will. They're listening. They're speaking. They're using their hands. God is using those people's hands to carry out God's will. And the other thing is that it's not just that you receive it. You can actually, all of us can be the hands of God, the mouth of God. We can all do things to help other people. And when you help somebody else, when you listen to somebody else who has a hard time, when you speak something to help somebody out, in your way, you are carrying on God's will. Just like Jesus did in Mark. And so just remember that you can always be the hand of God, the word, mouth of God, and you can always receive God's help from other people around you. You don't have to look, it's around you all the time. And you can also pray and God can come to you inside, but also around us all. So let's say a prayer. God, we do feel weak, powerless, and tired sometimes. We can turn to you and act for you so that we mount up with wings like eagles, and we shall run and not be weary. Amen. All right, so there'll be some special music before Children's Church.
Good morning. The song I'm singing, it's fairly short. Hopefully the message lasts a lot longer after it ends. And since I'm singing the Latin, I thought I'd share with you what the words actually meant. It's a prayer that says, O Lord most holy, O Lord most mighty. And the prayer asks for guidance, it asks for truth, and it asks for grace.
angelicus, fit omnis hominum, dat manis celicus figures termi num, ores mirabilis manducat dominum pauper pauper civus et hominis pauper pauper civus civus et
Good morning, everyone. No, I am not going to preach. I got a call this morning right at 7 o'clock from Terry saying that Pastor Joel had gone to the hospital with a very high fever and would not make it. I had a moment of panic. But you know, God watches out for us. And I have no idea why I didn't. But in the past week, I had been looking at scriptures who talk about who God is and who we are and how he communicates that to us. And I started writing those scriptures down in my computer. Well, that's what we're going to be exploring today. Those scriptures that came to me through a study in the Bible in this past week. The other thing that happened this week, which was not typical of my normal pattern of activity, was I came over and I loaded into the synthesizer a whole series of songs. Not exactly sure why I did that until this morning. So we're going to be doing a series of scriptures and a little extra singing of songs this morning. And you will be able to tell the people as they came through the back door this morning, they were voluntold. You'll be reading some scriptures and making some I am statements supported by scripture. God said, I am who I am. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he also said, before Abraham was born, I am. These are important truths in the Bible. But who does God tell us we are? Lord, please bless us as we explore your holy word, and bless Pastor Joel as he recovers from his illness. Amen.
Good morning. I am a follower of Jesus Christ. I am saved by God's amazing grace. Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus told his disciples, if any wish to come after me, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I am saved by God's amazing grace. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. I am washed with the blood of Jesus. I am forgiven all my sins. Ephesians 1:7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace. Hebrews 10:10. And it is by God's will that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. I am forgiven all my sins. Colossians 2:13-14. And when you were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive together with him. When he forgave us all our trespasses, erasing the record that stood against us with its legal demands, he set this aside, nailing it to the cross.
Good morning. I am chosen for salvation. John 15:16. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. 2 Thessalonians 2:13. But we must always give thanks to God for you, brothers and sisters, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you as the first fruits for salvation, through sanctification by the Spirit and through belief in the truth. I am redeemed. Ephesians 1:7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace. I am anointed. 1 John 2:20. But you have been anointed by the Holy One, and all of you have knowledge.
John 8:36. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. Galatians 5:1. For freedom, Christ set us free. Stand firm, Therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. Romans 8:1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I am the righteousness of God. Romans 10:4. For Christ is the culmination of the law, so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For our sake, God made the one who knew no sin to be sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. I am holy and blameless in his sight. Ephesians 1:4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places.
I am filled with the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? I am adopted into his family. He has made me an heir. Ephesians 1:5. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will. I am enjoying eternal life right now. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. John 17:3, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I am being transformed by the renewing of my mind. Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, so that you may discern what is the will of God and what is good and acceptable and perfect.
I am blessed with the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2:16. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as Christ to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. I am born again, a new creation, 2 Corinthians 5:17. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation, everything old has passed away. Look, new things have come into being. I am crucified with Christ, Galatians 2:20. And it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave me himself for me. I am justified, Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I am victorious in Christ, Romans 8:37. No, in all these things, we are more than victorious through him who loved us.
I am more than a conqueror, Revelation 2:11. Let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Whoever conquers will not be harmed by the second death. I am rescued from the powers of darkness, Colossians 1:13. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. I am standing firm against the enemy, Ephesians 6:11. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I am not alone, for you are always with me, Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. Matthew 28:20, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age.
Before we sing this song, these are powerful words, aren't they? Thank you so much, you readers, for helping us do this program. We're going to sing Micah 6:8. And I'm going to cry.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm choosing to be joyful even when I'm suffering. James 1, 2 through 4. My brothers and sisters, whenever you face various trials, consider it all joy, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance complete its work, so that you may be complete and whole, lacking in nothing. 1 Peter 1, 6 through 7. In this you rejoice, even if now for a little while you've had to suffer various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold that, though perishable, is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. I am able to do all things through Jesus Christ, who strengthens me. Philippians 4, 13. I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
I am having all my needs met by Jesus. Philippians 4, 19. And my God will fully satisfy every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. I am a friend of God. John 15, 15. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. I am God's workmanship. Ephesians 2, 10. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we may walk in them.
I am loved by God. I am a child of God. Romans 8, 38 to 39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. I am a child of God. John 1:12. But to all who receive him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. And also, 1 John 3:1. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that we did not know him. I'm a child of God. He said so. The great I am. We'll now have communion.
Please join me as we celebrate together the Lord's Supper. The Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." Amen.
We're going to sing three verses of "Just As I Am." Please stand and join me as we sing.
Thank you.
you found this morning meaningful. I want you in this coming week to pray fervently for the healing of Pastor Joel. He feels really bad that he was not able to come today, and we should reassure him. That's no problem, Pastor Joel. Things happen, and God has given us the ability to continue on even if he's not here. But we miss you, Pastor Joel, and hope you get well really soon.
Amen.
Please bow with me for the benediction. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Go in peace.